Joining us now in the Ticket Hotline is our sports expert. He's a draft expert first and foremost, and he wanted to talk about the white elephant draft that we just had on the station. We say good morning to Ribby Paltz.
Hey, white elephant. Hey, how you doing there, gentlemen? Good morning.
Okay,
gentlemen.
Ribby, good to talk to you.
Down in Dallas.
Great.
Good.
Hello, Euless and Frisco.
Shout outs.
Boy, I got to tell you, this is my favorite draft of the all time. I spent so much time analyzing this draft. I mean, this ever since this draft came out, that's all I've been thinking about.
That's about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's about right. But I've accumulated weeks and weeks of notebooks about stuff. And let's examine the player makes that have choose-halved in this draft, okay?
Okay, I am interested to hear a draft expert's take on what just happened.
Yeah.
For the Team Junior, the number one pick was the Danovan Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And the Danovan is a good choose-make at this point. I knew he would go number one because he is known as the player for which there is none other. Which is a sentence that makes complete non-unsense. But Donovan is an excellent selection choose that you did, Junior, because Donovan has play extension possibilities and capabilities for the on-air.
Yes, thank you.
So I think that Donovan is going to put Team Junior in a real pole position on this radio draft.
All right. Good to know.
He's a good.
Now, the norm going at the selection choose make number 5 or 6, I can't remember where he went.
Somewhere in there.
But he went somewhere in there. Now, this is an interesting choose choice make because Norman is a big name in the world of radio.
Yes.
I mean, the guy is a Hall of Famer. He is a he's legendary.
Legendary.
Yes. And but Norman is a disability. He's a disability handicapped, so he's got the limited mobility.
Well, yeah, that doesn't matter for going on the air.
He needs a cane.
He can't scramble around to another mic real quick if he's got a, you know, wants to do a character voice over on this mic over here. He can't get there very quickly.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
So that hurts him. And he's the oldest player drafted by about a quarter of a century. This is going to hurt the team, Dan. Plus, he's prone to outbursts of anger if one of his teammates makes a sports point that he hates, or he's bumped from first class and has to call customer service to a person with a foreign accent. He can go ballistic on you, right?
Yeah, we've heard that before.
Look for Norm to call for half his teammates to be fired before the end of White Elephant Day. Trouble for Team Dan.
Yeah, that could happen.
Also on the Team Dan front, gentlemen, DJ Ringenberg is a disaster.
How do you know that?
I mean, this guy is known as a clubhouse problem. At his last radio stop, did you know that he punched an intern?
Wow.
I don't
so
think that's
violently
true.
That he knocked her to the ground.
Her?
This will be a disaster for Team Dan. Look for there to be an incident between Dan and DJ that may result in charges. That's if the cops ever catch up on their kit backlogs. All right. Now then, we move on to the Team Corby. Team Corby has made what I think is the most fatal of radio draft mistakes.
Mm.
And that is he took Gordon Keith, whoever that is.
He could be trouble.
He was a wasted pick for Team Corby. Worse than a wasted pick.
Wow.
This guy is a detriment to any team. He's an unreliable non-contributor, a generic radio guy with little interest in his own life. Look for Team Corby to go down in flames.
Just because of one man.
This will be the greatest White Elephant Day in the history of broadcasting.
Okay.
Because it will be the greatest disaster of a White Elephant Day in the history of broadcasting.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's what the P1s hope for. Meltdowns.
By the time that December the 8th, Wednesday, is over with, the rankings will be as such in radio disaster history. Number one, Hindenburg. Number two, T. Ticket, White Elephant Day, December 8th, Wednesday. Make book on it, gentlemen.
Okay.
Okay, Ribby.
Analysis. Bye.
Bye. He didn't hold back, did he?
No, he didn't. There it is, the analysis of the draft for White Elephant on December 8th here on The Ticket.